continuing with the Bikiyas for Daf Beis, this is now Daf Beis Amid Beis, and Meseches Brachos. So we left off, we finished off the discussion of Harav Shemesh and when a person becomes Tahor in order to eat Truma, and that the Kapara is not Ma'akiv, and how we learn that from the Psukim. Now we're approximately 8 lines or so from the top of the Amid, and we're up to Amar Mar. Amar Mar, Mishosho Kohanim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumasa. So the Mishnah said that the earliest time to say Kriyashma is when the Kohanim enter into their homes to eat Truma, which we said was Tesa Kochan. V'reminu, I have a contradiction, I have a kasha. Me'ei Masai Korin Eshema Ba'arvin Misheha Oni Nichnas Le'echo Pito B'melach Ad Shah She'omed Lipater Mitoch Se'udasa. So we quote a Brisa, which has a very, seemingly very different Zman for Kriyashma. It says, from when can you read Kriyashma? From the time that an Ani enters into his home to eat his small meal, his bread and salt. Right? So this seems like a different time than we've been talking about up until this point. And it ends from the time that he is getting up from his meal. So that's a very, very short time that a person has to say Kriyashma, certainly shorter than the first third of the night, and obviously much, much shorter than all night until dawn. So that's the Gemara's Kasha, saying that the Braisa contradicts the Mishnah. Seifa Vade Pliga Mishnisen. Obviously, the second half of the comment certainly argues on our Mishnah. Reisha Milema Pligi Amisnisen. Should we say that the Reisha also argues on the Mishnah? Meaning, is the Zman for an Ani sitting down to eat his meal different or the same as a Kohen coming into his house to eat Truma? So answers the Gemara, Lo, Ani v'Kohen Chad Shiurahu. Both the Ani and the Kohen is the same time. Now the Gemara is not satisfied with that. V'Raminu, Samakasha, Me'im, another Braisa, Me'im Asai Maschil Nikros Kriyashma Ba'arvis, Mishosha B'nei Yodam, Nichnasim Lechol Piton Ba'arvis Shabbosos, Divi Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir's opinion is, when do you start saying Kriyashma at night? From the time that the average Jew comes home to eat his meal on Friday night. You come home for the first Shabbos meal, so that's the time when you can say Kriyashma. From the time that the Kohanim are permitted to eat Truma, which is the same as our Mishnah. And Simon Ladavar Tesa Kochavim, and a sign for that time is Tesa Kochavim. And now, as an aside, this is now a side point, so don't get confused by it, the Braisa continues and brings in an idea that how do we know this from some psukim. So, afa pishein raya ledavar, zecher ledavar. Even though you cannot prove this explicitly from the psukim, you can still have some kind of a zecher, some type of an allusion to it from the psukim. Shenemer, as it says, v'anachnu osim b'malacha v'chitzim machazikim, have one pasuk which talks about the fact that we were working hard and we were holding our spears from Alos HaShachar until Tesach HaKochavim, or at least some of us were holding the spears from Alos HaShachar until Tesach HaKochavim. And the Omer, and it also says, V'hayulanu halayla mishmar. We spent the nighttime was for us a mishmar, we were guarding. V'hayom milacha, and the daytime we were working. So that's the second pasuk which proves the point. So now the Gemara says, what do I need the second pasuk for? My v'omer. What do I need the second pasuk for? Why do we need the v'omer? And it also says, V'chitem v'mechi arva shim shalil yehu. Because if you're going to say that from the time that the sun goes down and it's Tzeisa Kochavim, that's nighttime. V'inhu demach shechei umakdamei. But these particular individuals, they worked later at night and they started work earlier at night. Meaning, how do I know when real nighttime starts if it just says, right, that we worked from Alos HaShachar until Tesach Kochavim? Maybe really when the sun goes down, when sunset happens, which is before Tesach Kochavim, maybe that's really when nighttime begins. But this group, they worked harder than most and they worked all the way until Tesach Kochavim. No. So therefore, the second puzzle comes along and teaches us that they dafka worked at night, and they dafka worked during the day, and they stood guard at night. That's what the Gemara continues. Tashma. So therefore, come and hear the other pasuk. V'yilanu alayla mishmar v'hayom melacha. The nighttime was for guarding, and the daytime was for work. Meaning, everything that we just described is the definition of daytime, from dawn until Tseisa Kolchavim. And that's a little bit of a zecher that the Zman Kriyashma begins at Tseisa Kolchavim. Fine. So that, now let's go back to what we originally said. So what did we have in this particular brisa? We had a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chacham. According to Rabbi Meir, the Zman Kriyashma starts when people begin their Friday night meal. And according to the Chacham, it begins at Tseisa Kolchavim. So Kosolka Daitach, at this point we are assuming the Ani Uvne Adam Chad Shurahu, that Rabbi Meir's opinion when people start their Friday night meal, and the previous opinion we saw in the other Brisa, which is from the time that a poor man begins his meal, that's the same time. Right? So we're assuming the case. V'i Amrit, Ani V'koin Chad Shurahu. And if you're gonna say that, as we said previously to explain the other brisa, that the time that an ani begins his meal and the time that the kohanim are tahor is the same time, i.e. tseisa kochavim, chachamim hayna Rabbi Meir. Then the chachamim and Rabbi Meir are both saying the exact same thing, because Rabbi Meir argues on the chachamim and says it's not tseisa kochavim, it's rather the time that people go in to eat their Friday night meal. So how could you say that an ani, and if we assume that that's the same time as a person who's poor and a person who's normal, so how could it be that these are two different, that they're both saying the same time? Elish ma'amina. So we see from here, ani shi'ur l'chud, v'koin shi'ur l'chud. So that when the first brisa said the time for kriyashma is when an ani sits down to eat his bread with salt, that is its own time, not the time of tseisa kochavim. That's possibility. Now the Gemara rejects it and says, no, lo ani v'koin chad shi'urho. Ani and Kohen could be the same, meaning they could both be talking about Tseisa Kochavim. But Ani uvnei Adam lav chad shiuruhu. You want to know which two times are different? Rabbi Meir's opinion that the time for Kriyashma is when people sit down to eat their Friday night meal, that is earlier than the case of the Ani. The case of the Ani sitting down to eat his meal, that's Tseisa Kochavim, just like the case of the Kohanim being able to eat their Truma. Asks the Gemara, wait a second, v'ani v'koin chad shiuruhu, is it really true that ani and koin are the same shear? V'raminu, I have a different contradiction from another brisa now. This brisa will have the most opinions. Me'emasai maschilin likros shema ba'arvin. From when does one begin, say, kriya shema at night? Mishosha kide shayom ba'arvei shabasos. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. From the time that the kedusha of the day begins on Erev Shabbos, meaning from the time that Shabbos begins, that's before Tseisa Kochavim, obviously, but from the time when Erev Shabbos becomes Shabbos. Rabbi Yehoshua, Amar Mishak Hashah Kohanim Tahorim Lechol B'Trumasan. Rabbi Yeshua holds like our Mishnah, that it's the time that Kohanim are able to eat Truma, i.e. Tseisa Kochavim. Rabbi Meir, Amar Mishak Hashah Kohanim Tovlim Lechol Trumasan. From the time that Kohanim Tovel in the Mikvah to become Tohors, and then they can wait until Tseisa Kochavim, and then they can eat Truma. So Rabbi Yehuda heard this from Rabbi Meir. He says, "Amru lo, Rabbi Yehuda." Yehuda says to Rabbi Meir, "V'halo kohanim ibod yomim tovim." It could be smack in the middle of the day. It could be 2 o'clock in the afternoon that the kohanim go to the mikvah. So he said, "How could you say that there's a time for kriyashma when the kohanim go to the mikvah?" But nevertheless, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion from the time the kohanim go to the mikvah. Rabbi Chanina Omer. Rabbi Chanina says, "Mishasha ani nichnas lechol pito b'melach." It's from the time that an ani begins his meal. That's again, we saw that opinion in the first brisa, that when a poor man begins his meal. And Rabbi Chanina Omer, Mishah Sha'ani Nichnas Lecho. I'm sorry, I said that already. Rav Achoy Omer, Rav Achoy says, V'amrila Rav Acha, maybe it was Rav Acha Omer, he says, Mishah Sha'rov B'nei Adam Nichnasim Lahasiv. At the time that the majority of people begin their meal. Fine, those are the opinions. The i'amrit ani v'koin chad shiuruhu. If you're going to say that ani and koin are the same, they're both referring to tseisa kochavim, that is impossible. Why? Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yehoshua, because Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yeshua would then be saying the exact same thing, and they're clearly arguing in this particular brisa. So why? Because Rabbi Yehoshua said, when does kriyashma start? When the kohanim begin to eat their truma, that's tseisa kochavim. And Rabbi Chanina says, when does kriyashma start? When a poor man begins to eat his small meal of bread and salt. Therefore, obviously, they're talking about two different times, and therefore, Shema Mina, Shi'ura de Ani Lechud, V'Shi'ura de Kohen Lechud, Shema Mina. So clearly, Elalav Shema Mina, sorry, is this not a perfect proof? Do we not hear from this that the time for an Ani is one thing and the time for a Kohen is a different thing? Yes, Shema Mina, yes, we do hear from this. It's a Raya that Ani and Kohen are not the same. So now that we've established that at different times, which one is earlier and which one is later? Ask the Gemara, Haiminayu Me'uchar, which one is later? Answer the Gemara, Mistavra the Ani Me'uchar. It makes sense. It's logical to say that the Ani is actually later. Why the E Amrit the Ani Mukdam? If you're going to say that the time for an Ani to eat is earlier, Rabbi Chanina, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. Because what did Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer said, Mishah Shekidesh Hayom Ba'arvi Shabbos. It's from the time that Shabbos begins. So Rabbi Eliezer has that Shabbos beginning. Then you have Tseisa Kochavim. So the time for the Ani doesn't really have much leeway to be stuck in between Rabbi Eliezer and Tseisa Kochavim. Must be Olav Shmamina, the Ani Me'uchar Shmamina. Must be that Ani is after Tseisa Kochavim. So when we said Tseisa Kochavim versus Ani, it meant that you have Rabbi Eliezer, Mishah Shekidesh Shayom, you have Tseisa Kochavim, you have Mishah Shekohanim Knasim Lechol B'Trumasan, and then you have Mishah She'ani Nichnas Lechol Pita B'Melach, even after Tseisa Kochavim. That is where we stand. Okay, now, that was a little, I wouldn't say complicated, but certainly technical. So now we're going to move on to another not-so-brachas-related topic, but nevertheless important for us to know it. Let's take a look in the next Gemara. Amar Mar, we previously said, Amar Le Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Meir, who said that when do you say Kriya Shema? It's when the Kohanim dunk in the mikvah so that they can become Tahor, and then they wait until Tzisa Kochavim so they can eat Truma. So he asked Rabbi Meir, V'halo Kohanim ibod yomim tovlim. Kohanim, go to the mikvah. Kohanim go to the mikvah while it's still daytime. So that's way too early for Kriya Shema. So the Gemara asks, Shapir Kamar Le Rabbi Yehuda Le Rabbi Meir. Isn't Rabbi Yehuda saying something very good to Rabbi Meir? Meaning his kasha is well taken. How could Rabbi Meir defend himself? V'Rabbi Meir, Hachi Kamar Le. This is what Rabbi Meir would say back to him. Mi Savris, do you think the Ana Abena Shmashos Didach Kamina? You think I rely on your Bena Shmashos? Meaning, I'm going to be Tovel in the mikvah. Then I'm going to wait for the period of Bein HaShmashos where it's a suffix, whether it's day or it's night. So you think that's what I'm talking about? And therefore I'd have to go to the mikvah significantly before Tseisa Kochavim? No. Ana, a Bein HaShmashos de Rabbi Yossi Kamina. I hold like the Bein HaShmashos, or I'm saying according to the Bein HaShmashos of Rabbi Yossi, the Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bein HaShmashos keheref ayin. Ze nichnas vze yotzi. The whole period of Bein HaShmashos is like the blink of an eye. This one's coming in, this one's going out. So they can go to the mikvah, the EF Shalamet 11. You can't even figure out when it is. Right? So therefore, you don't really have a very early time for the Kohanim to go to the mikvah. They could go to the mikvah very close to the end of the day. Boom, then Bein HaShmashos comes, keherifayin, and then it's Tzeisak Kochavim already. They could eat their truma. So Rabbi Meir's time is not so early. Okay, now we have a separate problem, is that it's Kasha de Rabbi Meir, ad de Rabbi Meir. Right? Rashi explains that Rabbi Meir said that it's from the time that people make their Friday night meal. And now he's saying it's when the Kohen goes to the mikvah. So the Gemara answers, Trei Tanai, Eliba de Rabbi Meir. There are actually two reports in the Tanai, what Rabbi Meir said. And there's also Kasha de Rabbi Eliezer, Ad de Rabbi Eliezer. We also have two reports of Rabbi Eliezer. So he said also, right, Trei Tanai, Eliba de Rabbi Eliezer. There are two versions of Rabbi Eliezer. By saying, Ma Reisha Lav Rabbi Eliezer. The Reisha is not really Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah says, and then over here you have Mishah Shekidesh Hayom, which is before Tzeisak Kochavim. So we say either it's two opinions within Rabbi Eliezer, or our Mishnah is not Rabbi Eliezer until it says Ad Sof Ashmura Rishona. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, is just the ending time of Shema, but not the beginning time of Shema. That's another possibility in Rabbi Eliezer.